Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who has received so much recognition for his work on behalf of small business that he had to get a bigger mantle for his awards and a wider door for his head.
You have reached the transmitting signal for the big giant head. All big giant circuits are busy right now. Please stay on the line.
Mr. Humble, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back. So richly deserved that title, too, by the way. I'm such a humble guy. Welcome back. I'm glad you're here. Mr. Wonderful, at your service. Very excited about having our good friend Dror Lieber joining us all the way from Israel. Dror is the founder and the CISO of Coronet, an award-winning cloud security provider to small and medium-sized businesses. He's been joining us now for several years, a great member of our Brain Trust, formerly Chief Information Officer of the Defense Forces Military Police in Israel. You know what bad dudes those guys are. Hey, Dror, thanks again for being here. Welcome back.
Thank you. Thank you very much for having me again, Jim.
It's always a pleasure to have you here. So over the last few months, we've had one of the most, if not the most, dangerous and damaging breaches, cyber breaches, possibly in our history.
Mm-hmm.
It continues to unfold. Now Microsoft is involved, and if you just pay attention to what's going on inside the Washington bubble, it's like it didn't even happen. I mean these people are fiddling. They're like Nero fiddling while Rome burns. This SolarWinds, Microsoft breach, these breaches are cataclysmic, aren't they?
Yes, indeed. I mean, I think what we're seeing is an escalation of what the attackers are doing. And a lot of times when we talk about such huge breaches, like SolarWinds, like Microsoft, when it comes to the mid-market or the smaller businesses, people think, oh, you know, they're going to go after these big guys, not after me, so I'm okay. But unfortunately, that's not the case. And I think that you know, for example, on the Microsoft side, I'm still shocked that there are so many Exchange servers out there today active. Hmm. You know, Microsoft has already announced that they're moving away from that platform.
What do you mean by Exchange servers? Explain that. Exchange servers.
So to get your email and calendar going for your company, mm-hmm. there are two ways to do it. Either have a server that is yours, mm-hmm. And that's called an Exchange server, that you
right.
own and
right.
operate.
Right.
And it runs either on your premises or at your host, if you have a hosting company.
For your
Office
email.
365.
For your email, yeah.
Yes, for your email and calendar, mm-hmm. Mostly. And then the other option that Microsoft gives you is to go Office 365 way, which is, means that they host it, they run it on your behalf, and you basically buy a subscription, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And Microsoft has, for the last couple of years, been pushing really hard for people to move from the Exchange server to Office 365.
Mm-hmm.
And the main issue here that, from a security perspective, that people need to understand is that it's a major shift in security thinking. Why? Because when you have your Exchange server, you are responsible for its security.
Right.
So if there is a vulnerability that gets discovered, it's your job to patch that vulnerability.
Mm-hmm.
Microsoft will give you the tools to do it, but it's your job to do it. When you're on Office 365, there is what we call the shared responsibility model, which means Microsoft is going to be responsible to patch anything that they find with the software, and you are responsible as a business, you're responsible to make sure that the information doesn't leak from there,
right.
that your users
that
are entitled
kind of,
to
access
it.
You've got some kind of a virus
so
protection.
Forth.
You've got virus protection in your...
Yes, exactly.
With your system, on your computer, that sort of thing. And so the you know, this the SolarWinds breach is a classic supply chain breach, which by correct me if I'm wrong, exactly. By definition, supply chain means it could very easily have come from a small business. It could have the weak link could have been at the small business, right?
So SolarWinds actually is very interesting, and it also affects small businesses in a very indirect way. So SolarWinds is software that is being used by a lot of MSPs out there. MSPs are
managed
companies that
providers.
You outsource your IT management to.
Right.
Right?
Whoever,
so,
hold on to that thought.
So
hold on
it's
thought,
one of these
Ron,
companies.
Hold on, Ron. We got to take a quick break. Folks, your MSP, if you hire someone to manage your systems and to help you get organized and maximize the technology you have, that's an MSP. Almost all of us have one. Maybe more than one. Quick break. Right back with Troy Lieber. 20 Tales. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.